All right, welcome to another episode of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, my friend. Well, this year is almost over, just a few days now. It's unbelievable. On my last episode, I was talking about this, of how quickly time passed and, you know, changes in life and in business and lifestyle and all of that. So this is just going to be a quick episode that I wanted to drop here, hoping you receive the 2024 in good spirit, and hopefully you enjoyed the New Year's Eve and New Year's Day with your family and your loved ones. I hope that 2024 brings everything that you want and that you're aiming for. I can tell you right now that 2024 is the year where I'm not going to hold back on many fronts. If you've been following me, you know that I'm a person that takes action, that I'm very consistent, I'm very stubborn with ideas and things. I just, once I latched into something, I don't let it go. And I've been doing this podcast for many years now, okay? It's 2 years, roughly. Yeah, going for 2.5 years now. So it's going to be a very good year for the podcast, but as well for my YouTube channel, my personal brand, which is all about mindset, business, and lifestyle. I have a lot of projects that I'm working on, right? I actually started a side project which is completely unrelatable to my personal brand or my music licensing brand as an educator. It has nothing to do with that. But there is creativity involved in it. And it's something that I've started just because. Yes, there is money involved in it, but I'm not doing it for the money. It's just more for the fun and for the long run. Of see how can I, you know, do something on the side. I need creative outlets. You know, it's something that I've learned that I shouldn't just constrain myself. And 2024 is going to be that year that I want to do different things. I've been doing different things already, but I really want to step up my game when it comes down to creativity and entrepreneurship, and do different things and say, hey, I have these skills. I already know how to do that. How can I put that into practice and put it out there and see what happens, see what sticks, you know? And that's a side project that I've been thinking about. I'll share more with you. On another note, I have other things that I'm doing for my entrepreneurship academy, for the Creative Entrepreneurs Academy, which is just courses and programs that are going to help you or anybody who wants to start actually, you know, a knowledge business. You know, sharing what you know. There's a lot of skills that you need to have under your belt in order to create an online business. Like, for example, you need to know about email marketing. You need to know how to create podcast episodes. You need how to create content, how to create YouTube videos. You need to create, you know, so many things. I mean, so many things, you know. And I'm not trying to say this to overwhelm you or to say like, oh, you need to buy my course in order to get there, but I need to share everything that I have learned along the way in order to get to where I am at today, right? And, you know, I already have a Mindset Mastery course, which is a course which is just, you know, aim to develop a growth mindset, which is, you know, it's the first course in the Creative Entrepreneurs Academy, because if you don't have the mindset, there's no way you're going to have the business. Right, you're just not going to do the business. And if you don't have the business, okay, you know, if you don't have the income and the revenue, you're not going to have the lifestyle. So those are the three pillars of my content: mindset, business, lifestyle. So the first course for me obviously was mindset, and developing a growth mindset has been the determining factor when it comes down to me being successful or not, or to just be here right now recording this podcast episode, okay? And I never forget that. I never forget that it all starts with a mindset, and it all starts with my beliefs about myself and the beliefs that I have about certain things when it comes down to entrepreneurship. And again, entrepreneurship is the best personal development program. I've shared that before because I truly believe that if you want to get into entrepreneurship, then you really need to have so many things in place. And it's a constant battle of self-doubt, you know, negative self-talk, you know, everything that everybody goes through. But entrepreneurship is just, is so much amplified. It's so, you know, it's on steroids, this thing, because you're working on stuff that might not give you return. There's no guarantee of return. There's no guarantee of success. and the odds could be against you, but if you do succeed, my friend, wow, the payout is just unbelievable. And I'm not talking about just money. I'm talking about lifestyle satisfaction, okay? The satisfaction that you get from creating something that is helping someone else, whether that's free content or a coaching program that you have delivered to a client or a course, okay? The satisfaction is just unbelievable. I mean, I have had good jobs throughout my life, like good 9 to 5. You know, my background is in music, so I worked in recording studios. I worked in, you know, my last paying job was working in a guitar shop in Tin Pan Alley in London. Okay, famous street for the guitar shops. Back in the 60s, it was full of recording studios and publishing companies where, you know, Elton John will, you know, it's just Black Sabbath will record, Sex Pistols. I mean, it's full of history. And I used to work there in a guitar shop. And it would just be a dream job back then for me anyways. This is before I had a family and everything. All right. I met famous people, you know. I met Cat Stevens once, right? And I'm not trying to drop names, but it was a dream job, man. Right? And I've learned a lot. I had so much fun. I was earning a living, but, you know, I cannot compare the satisfaction of running my own business with any other jobs that I've had in the past. Even when I was working in a recording studio, which was a dream job, right? You know, for me. And you know, as a musician and someone who went to college to study sound engineering, this was the dream. But to me, working for myself and working for a cause, right, which is helping others, that's the main thing. You know, how can I serve others? How can I earn a living by serving others, to be of service with my knowledge, with the things that I know, with my content, even by doing this podcast episode, right? There's no money involved. I'm just doing it because, right? Yeah. Of course, the long payout is that I'm building a brand around this, because this is episode, I don't know, 113 or whatever. You know what I mean? So there is a body of work. So whenever you Google my name, and I've talked about this before, you know, when someone Googles your name, what does it appear? And there must be a trail of content, of something that you have done online. I want to be a creator. So for me to build a personal brand is very important, because this is the way I have built my business, by doing podcast episodes, by doing YouTube videos, by creating content. Then I, you know, engage in business with people that have met me online through my content. And whenever I'm coaching somebody for the first time, and you know, I always say the same thing, like, well, you know more about me than I know about you, because you probably have seen my content, you know, you probably have heard my content. So I don't need to introduce myself, okay? Just tell me about you, because you already know that I live in Greece. You already know that I make music, that I make YouTube videos, that I teach about business and mindset. Yeah, you know that I'm a family man. You know that I'm committed to certain things. You know about my ethos, my values. So tell me about you. Okay? So this is something that is so important for us to grasp, that idea of creating, you know? How can we become a creator, a producer, not just a consumer, right? And I love to consume, you know? I love to consume. I love to buy things. I love to watch YouTube videos. I love to be passive and just, you know, absorb. But hey, I like to produce and I like to create. Having some wonderful Greek coffee. But yeah, you know, I mean, I think that 2024 is going to be a great year at a global scale. I mean, I know things are bad, but I don't watch the news, so I don't know what's going on. I mean, I hear the news here and there, you know. The news gets to you. Terrible things are happening. Okay, there's many things that I cannot do about it, you know. But what can I do right now? What can I do for 2024 to make this place a better place to live, you know? But how do I start? I mean, it's so overwhelming. If I want to help somebody on the other side of the world, I can do it right now here from my living room, okay? If I want to help people, you know, that are suffering, I need to make money in order to help them. If I want to help my family, I need to make money. So I need to take care of myself. If I'm not in good health, there's no way I can take care of my family, okay? If I want to contribute to the community, then I need to do something about it, right? How can I buy goods like food and whatever here in the community if I'm not earning any money, right? So I have to do my bit. So it all starts with the individual. So making something, creating something that depends on you and you alone has to be something that is important to you. It has to have some deeper meaning than just making money. I mean, we can make money in many ways. Yeah? Making money is not the issue. It's how we make the money that a lot of people have problems with. I mean, I know I did. Now I take a lot of pride in this whole working from home thing, right? Because I've been working from home for many years. I've been self-employed, you know, for many years. So I have developed this, you know, this habit of making myself do things that at times I don't want to do, but it's part of my business. Okay, but at the same time, I try to enjoy the process of creating and helping. Yeah, I check sales. Of course, I create things to make money and to have an exchange of something, and this, you know, translate as money. But it has to be a deeper meaning, deeper philosophy, values, ethos. And, you know, the money will come. You will be compensated one way or another. It's just about what you put out there and how can you level up your frequency and how can you manifest a life that is true to yourself, to your values, wherever you are. For me, living close to the sea, okay, it's a very important thing. So I better get my ass to be very close to the sea, which I've done. You know, I can go right now walking from here, from where I live, to the beach and have a swim. It's probably very cold because it's December. You know, the year's going to end really quickly now, like in the next few days. You know, but I can go for a walk next to the sea, you know. So this is something that's very important to me. How do I accomplish that? How do I make that life happen? How can I work from home? How can I make money doing what I love, which is just doing podcast episodes and YouTube and creating courses, teaching what I know? You know, I mean, I'm happy doing what I'm doing. That doesn't mean I'm not going to scale my business, meaning that how can I be more of that? How can I create better products? How can I become a better entrepreneur? How can I become a better mindset coach? How can I become, you know, even created this podcast episode? How can I create more music that I'm really passionate about, right? How can I create YouTube videos? I mean, left to my own devices, this is what I'm doing, right? I'm a creator. That's it, full stop. And creation means evolution, okay? Because change happens, but growth is optional, right? Change will happen, but your growth is up to you. And 2024 is going to be the year for growth for many of us. And I want to be one that people can look up to and say, this guy, I never thought that he will do that. Okay? That's what I'm on a mission to that. Like, say, like, I can't believe this guy is like this. Obviously, I want to impress my family, impress my daughters. I mean, it's hard to impress a 13-year-old. You know, my 13-year-old daughter, it's hard to impress her. I try my best, you know, as a father, but I'm doing a good job. But I don't want the approval of others either. I don't need the approval of others. I just need the approval of myself and say, like, I know I can do this. Have that belief. You know, that's something that I really have. And I have that obsessive mindset. I do have that. I'm really obsessive. So I just need to focus on the right things and then don't stop ever for nothing. Even in the face of failure, just keep going. And then obviously be flexible. If there's one thing I've learned in this journey is that you need to be flexible with how you're going to achieve your goal. You might not know how you're going to achieve it, but you need to be flexible with, you know, hey, this might not work out, so let's go over here instead. Okay? So that's something that's a lesson learned. I was very stubborn with some things. There is such a thing as staying with the wrong thing for too long. And the same applies to be in a bad relationship or in a bad 9-to-5 that you know you hate, you want to quit, but you don't have the balls to do so. You just stay there. Okay? So I've been there. And I've been there even with my own online entrepreneur things that I've done. I've said some things like, oh no, just give it another try. It might work, but it's quite clear that it's not working. It won't work. And I'm still there because I'm so stubborn. and I just want to make it work. And I just, because I don't give up, you know, so there's a dark side to that as well. And that's where you have to be flexible. And I'm learning to be flexible. There's many things that I want to do. I accomplished so many things in 2023. You know, I wrote a book that I wanted to do. It was the long, you know, it was a long project for me to, you know, for me, writing doesn't come naturally. And it's why I take so much pride in Forward Friday, my weekly newsletter, because it's a weekly practice to just write a short newsletter where I can gather my thoughts, my ideas, and pretty much just teach something about business and, you know, lifestyle and mindset. So, you know, writing a book in 2023 was a great thing for me. I'm planning to become an author. Well, I'm already an author, but I want to write different books and I want to do so many things. There's so many projects. But, you know, this is only the beginning, my friend. Anyways, this is just a quick episode I wanted to do, just to celebrate a little bit that the year's almost over. And I don't know when you're going to be listening to this, but if you're listening to this in 2024 already, then Happy New Year to you. I hope that 2024 brings everything that you want. There are going to be great things coming your way. You know, a lot of things are happening. I want to share more as I am creating this. I have this belief that if you build it in public, then you will be rewarded for that. I have certainly done that along the way. And what I mean by that is that if there's something that you wanted to start in 2024, then start doing it and document that process and build it in public. Okay? Like I'm saying to you here, I'm working on different courses. I'm working on different projects. And I'll share with you more as time goes by. But you can just follow me here. Follow me on YouTube as well. Go to Daniel Carrizales on YouTube. You will find me there. And follow my journey as a creative entrepreneur, as someone who has built a business teaching what, you know, what he knows and sharing that with others. I hope that 2024 brings everything that you want, my friend. Happy New Year and all the best.